It's a crazy world out there. Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Hicks, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we have a great show and one that will broaden your understanding of world culture. Your previously held beliefs of life will be challenged. Your horizons will be broadened. Today, I'll be interviewing Igor Mansfield, a great scientist who has been recognized for his work in anthropology. He specializes in studies of Bigfoot. He has recently become famous for developing a computer program that allows him to communicate with Bigfoot. With Dr. Mansfield is the focus of his study, an Idaho Bigfoot by the name of Bob. Dr. Mansfield found Bob wandering in the forests of central Idaho and contracted with him to assist in his academic research. According to Dr. Mansfield, Bob has enlightened the academic community with astounding information, and that will be the focus of our show today. To start off, I think it would be appropriate for all of our listeners to hear from Bob. Say something, Bob. Our listeners want to hear your voice. Wow, that's Bob, everyone. Sounds like a cross between a chimpanzee and Hillary Clinton during her questioning at the Benghazi hearings. Hey, so before we get started, I need to know something, Dr. Mansfield. Is Bob potty trained? And can he sit at the dinner table and eat and do stuff that humans do?
Bob has feelings, Jeff, and the answer is yes. He can do everything a human can do, and I need to warn you, he's not used to being treated like a second-class citizen, and you offended him by questioning whether or not he was potty-trained.
Well, I know those are questions every one of our listeners have rattling around in the back of their minds.
Bob is very smart and quite civilized.
Okay, I get it, and I'm sorry, Bob, if I offended you. I'm sure we'll find out all about how you became domesticated. It sounds like an interesting story that we'll get to the bottom of today. Which brings up the question, how can we understand each other? Bob is a Bigfoot. He doesn't speak English. Doc, enlighten us.
Yes, indeed. Bob has not learned English yet, and his vocal cords are not trained to make the sounds necessary to speak our language. So I developed a computer app that takes Bob's voice frequencies, lays them on a digital sound continuum influenced by an algorithmic dialogue I developed in my lab. In layman's terms, my app takes Bob's voice and interprets it into English when he speaks, and in turn takes our English words and interprets them back into the language of the Bigfoot.
Fascinating.
Everything Bob says is patched through our computer, which acts as an interpreter. It would be very difficult if we had to hear Bob's shrill voice during the interview. You heard his language just a while ago, and it's kind of disturbing.
Okay, this is really great stuff. Maybe we can open the discussion by finding out a little bit about the race of Bigfoot. First, what is the plural of Bigfoot? Is it Big Feet or Bigfoots?
No, it's just Bigfoot. It's like saying elk or deer. The singular and plural versions of the word are the same.
Okay, so where did the race of Bigfoot come from, and how did you chance to find Bob and advance his language communication like you have?
Bigfoot have been around for thousands of years, Jeff, and in fact, they were here on the North American continent when the Native American Indians showed up. There were millions of them living and thriving in their Bigfoot towns and villages. In fact, they were very industrious.
Why haven't we known this before? I presume Bob gave you this information through your studies.
Yes, he knows his Bigfoot history very well. In some ancient texts, we learn that many millennia ago, there were giants living in the land. Those were Bigfoot. And, the first Indians came just after the ice began to melt at the end of the Pleistocene era, better known as the Ice Age.
That's like over 30,000 years ago.
Yes, that's true. And when the Indians came, the Bigfoot helped them learn how to survive, grow crops, and build homes, and thrive on the land. It was kind of a wild territory at that point in time. In fact, one Bigfoot became a close friend to the Indians and taught them how to grow corn by placing a fish in the soil along with the corn seeds. After the first season of crops harvest, the Bigfoot and Indians had a large feast and ate turkeys, yams, corn, potatoes, with lots of luscious gravy.
Are you kidding? That sounds a lot like our tradition of Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh yeah, I've never looked at it that way. That's true. But the cordial relationship between the Bigfoot and Indians did not last. The Indians brought disease which wiped out almost all of the Bigfoot population.
Hold it. That's what happened when the Europeans came to America. They brought disease.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's very interesting.
So go on. This is interesting stuff.
Yes, indeed. So the Bigfoot moved into the forests in order to maintain their way of life. They had many wars with the Indians which lasted for many, many years. Finally, they signed a treaty with the Indians in the 1400s AD that brought peace to the land. And then the Europeans came.
So, according to our history books, Columbus was the first European explorer. How did Bigfoot initially react to that?
Yes, when Bigfoot heard about the newcomers, they had a grand council, and all agreed to move deep into the forests of the land and never show themselves to anyone.
So what about Bob? Where is he from, and why is he breaking the tradition of the Bigfoot by coming out of the forest?
Well, you see, Bob is from the state of Idaho. All Bigfoot Idahoans are rebel rednecks and do not follow the traditions of the others.
Hold it. Bigfoot have rebels and rednecks too? Just like humans?
Yes, they love to fight and drink Suski.
What is Suski?
Well, Jeff, that is a brand of ale, much like our dark lager beer. Bigfoot has been brewing it since the end of the Ice Ages.
That is fascinating. I'm noticing a pattern here. It seems that the history of the Indians' influence on Bigfoot is much like the history of the European colonists' influence on the Indians. History seems to repeat itself.
Well, yes, that is true that most educated people pretty much understand, especially anthropologists and social scientists.
So let's discuss the life of Bob. What does he do each day?
Bob is a leader among his people. He has a family and works hard to support them. His favorite activities are drinking Suski, lifting weights, and watching television.
Watching TV? Bob has a television?
No. He sits outside of the homes of humans and watches television through their windows.
So he's like a peeping Tom.
No. Don't make Bob mad, Jeff, by insulting him. He loves politics and must keep up with it by watching Fox News, a favorite TV channel of the Bigfoot Idahoans. In fact, his favorite show is Sean Hannity.
Bob likes politics? If he likes Hannity, he must be a true conservative. Has he been following our presidential election scene in the United States?
Yes. Yes, he has. And he and the Bigfoots are concerned about the direction our nation's politics is heading.
Which candidate does Bob support?
None. He thinks Hillary is a lying crook. And Donald is a stupid idiot. And there are no other viable candidates available to vote for.
He thinks Donald is a stupid idiot? How so?
Well, you see, it's very simple, Jeff. Bob says that anyone who is as rich as Donald should be able to come up with a better hairdo.
Is that it?
Yes.
I thought Bob would have a more profound reason behind hating Donald.
Bob is an Idaho redneck Bigfoot, Jeff, and his political views are very simple and true.
Got it. Speaking of Idaho, I'm from Idaho, and I love my home state. A few weeks ago, I had a podcast show about the time I saw Bigfoot while my dad and I were traveling near Clayton. What does Bob think about that story?
He said that was his Uncle Harry you saw. Harry was pissed that your dad left the truck lights on bright as he drove past him in the road. He wanted to punch your dad in the face for not being more considerate.
Interesting. I hope Harry knows we meant no harm. It was the first time we had ever seen a Bigfoot. Dr. Mansfield, there are a few reports that describe Bigfoot as a maligned and misunderstood species of animal. Could you expound on that?
Well, yeah, Bigfoot felt sad, like real failures, because they couldn't get along with the Indians. Then the European settlers came, and so there were even more people crowding them and making them feel disenfranchised. But they are a proactive animal and trying to assimilate into the culture.
How are they doing that? Most people have never even seen Bigfoot.
Oh, yes, they have, Jeff. They have just not known it. Have you ever heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, he's one of my favorite actors.
He's Bigfoot.
What?
He's Bigfoot.
You're kidding me, right?
No, Jeff, I'm not kidding. Long ago, it was decided at the Grand Council of Bigfoot that a few of their kind would live among the humans and work toward making a better cultural and political environment for all the other Bigfoot. So Arnold was one of the few that was chosen.
Arnold is Bigfoot? I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that.
Yes. Arnold would not be readily accepted in the human culture with all his long, shaggy hair. So he rubbed a chemical compound all over his body and removed all that hair.
Amazing.
Since most dignified humans have jobs and earn a living, Arnold needed to find a good job. He decided to become a bodybuilder. The next year, he won Mr. Olympia.
Hold it. It's just occurred to me. Arnold was the governor of California for a short time.
Yes. That was the crowning moment for all Bigfoot. They got one of their kind in a top political office in the U.S. It was not easy. First, he had to move to California.
Why California?
Can you imagine any other place in the U.S. where a professional bodybuilder could be elected governor?
No, but Minnesota elected Jesse Ventura, the championship wrestler, as governor.
Yes, he's Bigfoot, too.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
It's true. Bodybuilding and championship wrestling are the only two professions from which Bigfoot has any chance in this modern age. And those professions fit nicely with Bigfoot's body style and temperament. Do you remember when Arnold went through a nasty divorce?
Yes, that was terrible. I kind of felt sorry for him. His personal problems were all over the news for many weeks.
His wife, Maria, found an old photo album of Arnold's real family from Idaho. She couldn't wrap her mind around the fact that a Kennedy was married to Bigfoot.
You're kidding. So it wasn't because he was cheating on his wife with the maid that caused his divorce?
No. No, no. Bigfoot do not cheat. It's not in their nature. Arnold, just like all other Bigfoot, is very loyal and loving to his mate. So Arnold made the story up about his maid because he wanted to keep his identity a secret.
So you told us earlier that Bigfoot knows how to use the toilet. And I'm not talking about Arnold here. I'm referring to all his cousins who live deep in the forest, a place where there are no toilets.
Oh, yes, there are many toilets in the forest, Jeff. The Forest Service in the 1950s began charging fees to those visiting the forests. With those fees, they build wonderful outhouses and keep them stocked with many, many rolls of toilet paper. Bigfoot uses those outhouses every day.
So that outhouse I used a few days ago in the High Uintas was one that Bigfoot may have used?
Yes, Bigfoot uses them more than humans, and they really appreciate the U.S. Forest Service for their hospitality. It's the most progress for Bigfoot since the Sierra Club was founded in 1892.
Bigfoot is a fan of the Sierra Club?
Yes, its founder, John Muir, was the first Bigfoot to assimilate into human culture. He was the author of the phrase, "If you pack it in, pack it out." He also coined the phrase, "If you crap in the forest, dig a hole." But that phrase did not become famous.
Wow. My mind is blown by all the things I've learned about Bigfoot today. Our time is out, Dr. Mansfield. Thanks for being on our show. And Bob, I also appreciate you being on the show today. Tell your people, or whatever they are, that I have a lot more respect for them now. Maybe someday we can all get together and watch some TV. We can laugh and make fun of our awful political candidates. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks, everyone, for listening to my podcast. It's a crazy world out there.